Good afternoon, and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, John Burns, a recently retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, which is located at the Superior Courthouse Complex in Barnstable. If someone were to ask you how much electricity your house was using at this very moment, would you have an answer? It's actually a question that's not easily answered without some pretty sophisticated measuring equipment. We get our electric bill at the end of the month and try to make some assumptions about what may have caused our usage to go up or down, but do we really know? What if at any point in time we could see what we were using and maybe turn an appliance off or on to see the impact it was having? In theory, we would start to make value judgments about how we use electricity. Do we really need that TV on in the background? Do we use the clothes dryer today, or do we hang our clothes on the line? Let's talk about it. I have a guest to introduce this afternoon. Brianna Kane is a senior residential program coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. We're going to talk today about phase two of a pilot project that is currently underway with residential and small commercial electric customers on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. These customers are going to be able to monitor their electric use at any point in time, and they will be asked to provide feedback about how they like the system, the benefits and they get from it, and so we can make a decision about whether it should be expanded throughout the Cape and Vineyard. It's a pilot program, and by definition, we're just trying to find out what kind of results we'll get and what kind of impact it will have on the energy use habits of our sample community. Brianna, welcome to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy.
Thank you, John, for inviting me here today to discuss a little bit about our smart home energy monitoring program, the pilot program actually. This program was launched in 2009, and we implemented phase one with around 100 residential customers on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. And as John indicated, looking to learn a little bit about how customers use energy in their homes and if there were any ways to help them save energy through some behavioral changes that we were hopeful would be easy to implement. We had fantastic evaluated results of phase one. On average,
actually, I was part of that program.
You were, yes. And it was a very basic elements to that program. But the biggest piece of that was the behavioral and the social piece of being able to log on to a secure database and actually see your home's energy consumption. And tied into that was the social networking piece, where you could see how other homes were participating if they allowed you to see that.
So they could opt in or out of that feature.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And you could post how your energy consumption was doing, or if you had a question, and you'd get feedback from a whole bunch of others, almost like your own mini blog happening on the website. Great early results from that. Customers were seeing an average of 9% energy savings on their monthly electric bills. So based on that phase one, we wanted to roll it out to a larger group of customers, once again on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard, and see how we could improve upon this. Is it easier to do an installation? Were there any things were changing in this technology almost monthly? New advances are being made. And we put out an RFP and selected a new vendor.
An RFP means?
A request for proposal to do phase two smart home energy monitoring pilot. We are still looking for customers to sign up for this. So if you are interested, I urge you to visit Cape Light Compact's website at capelightcompact.org. And you'll be able to access some frequently asked questions about the pilot program itself, if we can't answer all of them today.
Do you have to dig deep into the website to get to this, or is it up?
It's under the residential program tab in a pilot tab after that.
All right, so you go to capelightcompact.org, you select residential, and then you go and look for the pilot programs. And no charge to the customer to do this.
This
is a volunteer thing. And
yes.
And they get this equipment installed
in their home by a professional.
Okay.
So it's a little
can't beat
a little bit of time for you to go and actually complete the survey, because you need to complete the survey online.
Okay.
And the requirements are minimal. We ask that you're a year-round resident, because we are trying to look and see year-round energy reduction. You need to have been in your home for 1 year, because we're looking to establish a baseline, your prior year's consumption of electricity, how you do on this pilot. And you also do need to have high-speed internet connectivity in your home, always on.
Okay, so not everybody is actually going to be able to participate. They have to have the basic criteria.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. The high-speed internet, and you have to, it always has to be left on.
Correct.
And you have to have an available port to plug in,
yes,
too. So
you need that Ethernet port,
okay,
to plug in.
All right.
One of the devices.
But if there's any question, they should go ahead and go ahead and apply and be able to participate in the program that
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. And we do have a email address if you do have questions, smartenergy@tendrilinc.com. You can ask.
And Tendril is
Tendril is T-E-N-D-R-I-L.
Okay, so smartenergy@tendril.com.
Inc.com.
TendrilInc.com. Okay. All right. And, well, I can say from experience that it's been both fun and informative to participate. In my case, I log on to my computer, I sign in, I log in to my dashboard, it's called, and there's a graph there that shows my electric use, and it's a graph with looks maybe like an EKG gone wild or something like that.
At times it can, yes. It does show that near real-time usage. So one of the neat features that I think is interesting is that when you log on in the morning, let's say, or even look back at your prior day, you know, your house is pretty level through the evening.
Yes.
And then when you get up and you take a shower and toaster and coffee maker kick on, you can actually see these.
Every
the
one
spike.
Of those appliances, as they go on, they
yes.
create quite the spike, and it's breathtaking when you turn your stove or electric dryer on.
Absolutely,
the spike really spikes.
Yes,
and so you think twice. Maybe I should have used the microwave or maybe I should have used the clothesline or something along those lines.
And lots of tips on the website. We're not giving you this technology and saying, well, learn.
Right.
We're actually prompting you with some suggestions of ways to reduce that energy load. Whether it's, you know, hey, it's a nice day, hang your clothes on the line. Or if you're only cooking something small, don't turn your whole oven on. Use a toaster oven if you have one. Or sometimes your microwave works well if you're doing something. Is some common steps. What we've always been able to see is actual measurable savings. And R value, which is a level of insulation being installed, will reduce your heating load. Certain things like that where we can actually measure. This is something new that we're looking to really get a better handle on. What once you've done CFL change out, you've compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Right.
You know, you've changed out an incandescent, put in a compact fluorescent light bulb. You've replaced your lovely green fridge with a more energy efficient model, and you've made some of those changes. Now, how can you make those behavioral changes? Is it simple as unplugging wall chargers? You know, anything that's lit up is drawing electricity. And sometimes people forget that. They're the things like, well, my wall charger for my cell phone's always in. Or anything that feels hot when you walk by, that set-top box for your cable. But when your TV's off, if you walk by and it's hot or the lights are on, it's drawing electricity. So we're trying to give people some easy tips to reduce that load.
On that point, I think NSTAR, the local distribution company for electricity, estimates that about a tenth of our overall consumption is just that type of load. That type of load that just is there in the background, the chargers, the set-top box, that type of thing that we don't give a second thought to, is actually using a tenth of the electricity, all the electricity generated in their service territory. So we're talking about a significant amount, and we can actually see this with this device.
Yes.
I've had a great time with mine. I know that there's also the ability to take a snapshot of your graph and make a comment about it and share it with the community. You can say, this is where I turned my dryer on.
Yes.
And show the rest of the community the situation that you happen to have been in. Now, have another guest today, someone that's participating in phase two, and I'm jealous because I was very anxious to get involved in phase one, but there's some new features with phase two that that now I'm jealous about. But we have someone that's participating in phase two that's here to talk about the enhanced version of the equipment. And would you introduce our guest?
We're very fortunate today to have Debbie Fitton join us to discuss her early experiences with phase two of our Smart Home Energy Monitoring Pilot. With phase one, there, as I had mentioned earlier, there were some technology challenges that needed to be met to actually have the system installed. The equipment itself has been improved upon. It is a much easier installation process. And instead of having two pieces of equipment in your home, you'll now have three. Two are essentially provide the same functions, but they are a little more plug and play, meaning that an electrician isn't required in this installation as it was in phase one. So it's a device that plugs into your wall, a transponder, that actually wakes up your electric meter and gets the energy consumption signal from it. And then it relays wirelessly to a second device that is plugged into an available Ethernet port, usually around your home computer, that's called the Translate. And those two pieces talk to each other to get your energy consumption to the Translate, which then uploads it to the secure website. The third piece, which people really seem to like, is an in-home display monitor. You can put it on your mantle, on your kitchen counter, and instead of logging on to the website and actually viewing your graph, this device allows everyone walking through your household to see how you're doing for your energy use for the day. Some of the parts of the program that are really neat are that you get to monitor your energy use, you look to reduce your energy use, you set a goal that you're looking to achieve. Is it 5% energy reduction, 10%? And you can set that, and the in-home display talks and recognizes what your goals are, and it can tell you how you're doing based on how you've set up your energy goals. And Debbie came to me and said, "You wouldn't believe what happened. You know, everyone got up the other day and is, you know," I'd like Debbie to
chime in here, Debbie.
It's the monitor that goes on our wall is quite the device. It has our whole family now glued to it, like much like a television. Every time somebody walks by it, you turn on the little light and it displays the energy usage for the day, what it looked like for yesterday, and it really drives home the amount of energy that you use, the amount of electricity. When we first had it installed, there were some spikes, a lot of them, and as people in my family, mostly teenagers, started acknowledging that maybe if we do this or that, like turn
it becomes
the
a bit of a
off,
game actually.
It became more than a game. Right. It became a challenge, competition.
Yeah.
They just really got into being more conscious about what is on in the house, all of the plug-in devices, all the laptops that we have going on all the time, although the argument the other day was, well, it's in sleep mode, so it shouldn't be taking up any electricity. Well, look at the monitor, look what it's saying.
Right.
It's certainly taking up electricity. So it's been very, very helpful, and I think I'm just so thrilled that it has woken up our teenagers and our young adults in our house to be more conscious. Before, you just don't think about the electricity that you use, and our house is very environmentally conscious, but electricity is out of sight, out of mind.
It doesn't make a lot of noise. It's just there.
You just pay it.
And mom pays it.
Right, there you go.
So they, you know.
Life is good.
And life is good. But now there's more accountability because you can actually see what, you know, you're using. And I find it very useful. And it's I hope that more homes will start using them. And we can actually start looking at, changes in society and how we view electricity, and that we actually think more about what we use.
Right, absolutely. I think that was one of the nice additional benefits of this pilot program. We wanted to provide education to our customers. We wanted to see if they could make some behavioral changes, but you're not the first person who's come to me and said, you wouldn't believe how involved my kids are. And now they're walking around the house and turning off a light or saying to their younger brother or sister, hey, don't forget, turn off the light. So it's been much more far-reaching than the actual person who signed up and who has access. I've heard of people that actually they log on to the website every day because of the hints that are available and try to show their kids. And their kids are actually saying, hey, let's log on and check out how we're doing today. And because it does provide this near real-time usage, it's something more significant than just getting your monthly electric bill and going, wow.
What did I do 29 days ago?
But I don't remember. When you can look at this graph and see a spike, we've actually had customers call and tell us, I kept seeing this spike. I kept trying to figure out what was going on. And the heat that they had, the electric heat, that was a supplemental source in their home, in their basement, that was supposedly disconnected, wasn't.
Mm.
And then they were able to actually finally get it properly disconnected.
That's
so people
wonderful.
Are really doing their own detective work in their home. So it's been really great to see and hear that feedback. So we definitely are encouraging and do have slots available for additional participants.
Excellent.
If you're interested.
You're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Our guest today is Brianna Keynes, Senior Residential Program Coordinator at the Cape Light Compact, and we're talking about Phase 2 of the Smart Home Energy Monitoring Pilot Program. And Brianna, we've gotten everybody's interest up here. Everybody's sitting there listening to the radio saying, hey, I want one of these. And let's talk again about how we go about signing up for one thing. How many slots are remain?
We have around 200 available slots.
200 available slots.
Yes.
Remaining.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this second phase is a pretty big undertaking as compared to the first one.
It is.
Yes. Okay.
200 residential customers that we're
all right.
still looking
and
for.
So let's walk through the process again.
Absolutely. Anyone that's interested can go out to Cape Light Compact's website, which is capelightcompact.org. You'll see an informational bar. You'll click on residential for energy efficiency programs. In that tab, you'll click on pilot programs, and then you'll see Smart Home Energy Monitoring Pilot. If you click on that link, there will be a list of frequently asked questions, providing some information, insight on what additional questions you might have or want to reread about. And then there's actually a link to the survey. Short survey, ask you some basic information, name, address, are you a year-round resident? Do you have a PV, yes or no? Pretty much very easy questions. Have you signed up for Cape Light Compact?
PV is...
Photovoltaic system.
That's a, like solar panels on
yes.
your roof. Okay, I just want to make sure that we don't have any...
Questions.
People scratching
yes.
their heads saying, what did she just say?
Have you participated in any of Cape Light Compact's energy efficiency programs? So some pretty quick questions to answer. You fill out the survey, it gets submitted, and then it is reviewed to see if, you know, you're a qualifying applicant.
We noticed when the first pilot program came out, there were many more people signed up than you had available slots. So this time you've expanded the number of slots available. There were also some barriers, I recall, on the first ones that because you had to hook up close to your panel and those kinds of things that, and where was your wireless connections and those kinds of things that people that really wanted to and actually were selected in kind of a lottery for the first go-around weren't able to participate because of constraints on the installation. Have those barriers been overcome with the new type of installation, the plug and play type of installation?
It is much easier now with this phase. The transponder does need to be plugged into an available outlet in and around the area of your electric meter.
Okay.
So your electric meter on the outside of your house is in, for example, maybe in your dining room, outside wall. So you would have to put the transponder in that room. So it does need an available outlet in and around the meter that's plugged inside your house.
Okay.
The translate also needs an available outlet and the available Ethernet port. And then the in-home display is just a module that you can plug into any available outlet anywhere within your home. So there is no more having to have it.
The physical separation.
Correct.
Between, yes.
Correct.
The one concern that I do have is I know, especially on some of the newer constructions, a lot of the meters are now being placed out at the roadside. So is that a constraint?
We've had some test installs and they have worked in those applications.
Okay.
But once again, the distance that we've been provided, it is quite large. So you should be able to reach, 150-foot frontage without a problem.
All right.
But it could possibly be a barrier. But it would be a lesson learned for us, because so many properties do have the underground utilities, and they are, like you mentioned, at the roadside.
Right. And so chances are, if you do get selected for the program, there's a good possibility that the installation is going to be fine, but there is the remote possibility that you may have some constraints. But in any event, anybody that's interested in this, go ahead and sign up, and then we'll determine whether or not we can put an installation in.
Yes.
And chances are pretty darn good that if you get selected, you're going to get one of these installations. Now,
yes.
We talked about residential. Is there any availability for commercial applications on this?
Currently, we have fulfilled our
commercial slots. So you had some commercial slots
very
available.
Very small number that we were looking to do.
Typically, what were you doing in commercial? Gift shops, those kinds of things? Small, really small?
Yes, small businesses. And what we're looking to see is that's a different type of energy use than compared to a residential, where you have the homeowners, everything's on, people are coming in and out. With the businesses, it's more of hours of operation.
Mm-hmm.
And then what are we learning from that? So we did look, and we are in the final phase of selection right now of a bank, hotel, a restaurant, some small gift shop, just to kind of learn what's going on.
Who could possibly benefit from this?
Who could possibly benefit.
Okay.
And then what I also am looking to see with that program is, as an employer who is interested in energy efficiency and helping the business reduce their energy demand, what benefit might the employees receive from that?
Okay.
Is it a nice educational piece where our employer is doing this, we're going to take this and do it in our own homes because now we've gotten more information, or what can be learned from that? So it's very, very small in scope though right now.
Long term, this is a pilot program, but what's the plan for the long term on this?
We evaluated phase one, and we had, as I mentioned, the average of 9% off your monthly energy savings. So what we're looking for phase two is to see continued savings goals, as well as a persistence of using this technology. We know and recognize that because of this, some people who had never participated in any of the core programs, be it a home energy assessment or getting an appliance rebate, did participate. And we accounted for that participation in other programs to really figure out what the savings were for this pilot program. So what we're looking for is the continued savings and continued persistence of using this new type of technology. If we see that after the second evaluation is wrapping up, which will be in late summer 2012, then we could take this from a pilot and actually implement it as a program so that more people could participate in this.
I see. I one of the things that I can envision right off the bat, Debbie, you can attest to this too, the fact that you've got to now have a display that's prominently placed in your house, all members of the household now participate. They're all in this. Whereas in my case, I have to log onto my computer. I have to make a conscious decision. Okay, let me go in there and look to see what's going on. So I see that as a huge enhancement. I say if you save 9% on phase one, you're gonna do a lot better than 9% on phase two. My prediction, just because you've got a display that's immediately available to everybody in the family being able to walk by. Is that a good point?
Absolutely, yeah. Just the very physical appearance of the monitor is something to talk about when people come into the house. So it really makes the energy use a focal point. You know, everybody becomes very aware of that you're aware of the energy use in your home.
We've had a lot of people also indicate that they've been excited about the program, so they've talked about it to friends and neighbors, so hopefully they've signed up for phase
right.
two, and then as people come into your home and can actually see it, you can start a little discussion about energy efficiency, which
sure.
is also a really nice feature about participating in this pilot.
Well, 200 slots available sounds like a lot, but it seems to me on phase one you had like 600 or some odd people.
We were 300 had signed up.
300 signed up.
For a 100-slot pilot
program. Slots, okay.
So we did have a really high interest.
Were you able to go back to those 200 that didn't get selected?
Emails were sent
right,
out to
right.
let them know that phase.
Because a lot of those first ones, if I recall, they had these physical constraints that they couldn't get an installation in their house
correct.
Because of the location of their panel and that type of thing. And I'm delighted to hear that that's been overcome. So
yes.
so the pilot, the phase one, the guinea pigs in phase one, which I was one, managed to give you enough feedback for phase two that you were able to overcome some of the obstacles. Now it's just another kind of appliance, just like a clock in your house. This is something that you now have, Debbie, in your house, and you can look and see, well, what am I using for electricity right now?
Right.
And this is something we just never have been able to do before, and is really it's an eye opener. It's leading us towards the smart grid, and that's going to be a topic for another day. I'm going to track down somebody that's an expert on the smart grid. We've seen the IBM ads and things like that on TV about the smart grid, but what is it really? But this is the kind of the ground floor on where we're going with the smart grid and how we use electricity. Quickly, because we're down to the last minute here, how do we get onto this again?
Sure. You can go to capelightcompact.org, energy efficiency programs,
residential,
and then
pilot
programs. And you can follow the
intuitive
link.
From there. That's great. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org or call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guest, Brianna Kane. I'd also like to thank the station manager, John Braden, the man behind the controls. Thank you, John, for everything you do for us. Debbie Fitton, thanks for coming in and providing that the reinforcement of the program. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans at WFMR 93.1 on your FM dial. Also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org.